Hello, everyone. We at Independence Baptist Church want to welcome you back this morning to the broadcast. We would also like to remind you of the open invitation for you to come and join us during our worship services. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and then 11 a.m. for worship services. Our evening services start at 4 o'clock with a prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. We'd also encourage you to check out our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And from the website, you'll find many different books, articles, and tracts that are available for free. We are also working on getting more and more of these sermons available online as well. Well, so far this month, Pastor Reynolds has taught out of Psalms chapter 1, Psalms chapter 2, and Psalms chapter 3 for the radio broadcasts. And this week, we will be continuing in the book of Psalms, but we're going to go ahead and skip ahead just a little bit to Psalms chapter 11. Now, in this chapter, we are going to find a lot of things that are going to make us step back and take a look at ourselves and really think about what we're doing as things around us are changing and as things around us are getting worse and worse in this world. So let's go ahead and listen in as Pastor Reynolds teaches out of Psalms chapter 11.
Psalms 11 and verse 3 states, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Oftentimes we look around and we see that the foundations are being destroyed. The foundations that our country was established on is being eroded away by laws and bills and rules and regulations that our founding fathers did not intend to happen. In Psalms 11, David is here rejoicing in the providence of God. What a contrast that is. Verse 3 does state, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" And yet, David is rejoicing in the providence of God. Psalms 11 contains 7 verses, and we want to read all of these 7 verses. But notice that the psalm is actually divided into 2 sections. The first part, verse 1 through 3, is where the situation of danger and decision is established. The second part of Psalms 11 is in verse 4 through 7, where the reason for the danger and the solution is given. So now let's read these verses. The Bible states in Psalms 11, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot the upright in heart." Now verse 3, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" In verse 4, here is the reason for the danger and the solution to the difficulty. Verse 4 through verse 7. "The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence His soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright." Now, when you read the entire psalm, it puts verse 3 in the proper perspective. Notice verse 1 through 3. In these verses, David is here fleeing from Saul. David is having a lot of trouble, just like oftentimes, well, you and I have a lot of trouble and difficulties in this life, and there's things that we have to face that we just don't want to face. But the Bible states there in verse 1, "In the Lord put I my trust." Are we trusting the Lord? Well, we're trusting the Lord all we know how. At the same time, the troubles that we're facing does not go away. Did you ever notice that was true? But now, notice the question in verse 1. "How say ye to my soul, Flee as a bird to your mountain. What does that mean? It simply means this, that we have a choice. We have a choice to stand for the things of God, or we have a choice where we can just flee away into a place of safety. Think of this. It is a natural thing for the wicked to try to destroy the righteous. Notice in verse 2, "For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart." It is a natural thing for wicked people to desire to destroy the righteous people. Don't be surprised when that happens. I'm thinking about a lot of present-day situations that we find ourselves in, and it's not to our choosing. Sometimes things just come along. You think about how that in 1962, the courts, not the laws of the land, removed prayer from public schools, and public schools have gone downhill ever since. It's not because the teachers are at fault. It's all the rules and regulations that absolutely would just drive you up a wall, and all the things that are required were in days before 1962. It was not required. It's amazing to me that for 184 years, that's from the signing of the Declaration of Independence until 1962, prayer was perfectly legal in public schools, but now it is illegal. Now notice what we're talking about here. What are we going to do? It is easy just to let it go. It is easy just not to say anything. Because after all, if we say anything, then we're putting ourselves in danger. Wouldn't it be easier for us not to say anything, and then we could just flee away into our mountain? That's what it says in verse 1. It was in the early 70s that abortion is said to be a right of privacy for a woman. And that debate still continues as to whether abortion should be legal or not. It would be easy for us to flee away to our mountain and not say anything about that abortion is the killing of an unborn baby. After all, the word fetus means baby in the Latin. It would be easy for us just to say nothing and just to let it go, wouldn't it? But notice, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We think of some current legislation that is going to be passed probably by our government, that is the hate crimes bill, which, if I read this bill correctly, would make it a crime for me to preach against abortion or homosexuality or any other immoral act, whether it's an abomination or just simply a sin. It would be much easier for me to be silent on this vital, moral, biblical issue. And it's not a political issue at all. It'd be easier for me just to flee away to my mountain of safety, crawl back in my hole of silence, and say nothing. I think that's what Satan desires God's people to do. It's just to back off and say nothing at all, and don't stand for any kind of righteousness whatsoever. But we find this, that it's not a time for that. We find that God is still on His throne. Notice what the Bible said in verse 4. And we find here that there is danger in this world, but we also find that there is a God in heaven who is watching both sides. There is a God in heaven who is watching everything. Notice what the Bible states here in Psalms 11, verse 4. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. And the word try there simply means that the Lord is examining. The Lord is looking at men. Not that God doesn't know what we're going to do because God knows everything there is to know. But we don't know, and God is examining each person to see if they're going to stand for the truth or if they will flee away to safety. The Lord is also trying the wicked. And there is going to be a final result of all of this. Notice the Bible states in verse 5 that the Lord trieth the righteous. The same word, the Lord tries the wicked and the Lord tries the righteous. God examines the wicked and God also examines the righteous. But notice in verse 6 and 7, the end result of these things that we're going through right now. And you see, there is a day of judgment coming. God is on His throne. God is watching men to see if they're going to do what He tells them to do or not. And God is watching over the wicked as well as the righteous to examine them. And there is a day of judgment that's coming. In verse 6, the Bible states, "Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and in horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup." I think we could say there's a payday someday. I don't know when that someday is going to be, but I know there is a payday for all wickedness one of these days, and it's not going to be a happy sight. The Bible states that God shall rain snares and fire and brimstone and in horrible tempest upon those that are wicked, upon those that desire to have their way and don't pay any attention to the things of God. What a terrible day that's going to be. Think about this, folks. If you're listening this morning and perhaps you're one of those that just happened to turn your radio on this morning and you're listening to this broadcast and you're hearing about what God is going to do and you're guilty. Maybe you're one of those people that use drugs or sell drugs or alcohol or cigarettes, or maybe you are a homosexual, or maybe you approve of abortion. Listen what the Bible said. "Upon the wicked he shall rain snares and fire and brimstone and a horrible tempest." The day of judgment is coming. But notice in verse 7, if you're righteous and you agree with the things of God, notice what the Bible states. "For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance," that is God's face of favor, God's compassionate look, "doth behold the upright." We may be in trouble now, but we will not be later, and we have God in the heavens who is watching and examining, God who is looking over to see what we're going to do. Let me ask you this question. Will you flee to your mountain, or will you stand for the things of God? Will you say what God desires for you to say? Will you be righteous and true? And will God look upon you with favor, or will God look upon you with fault?
You know, as Pastor Reynolds mentioned, there are many things that are warring against righteousness, and it would be easier to ignore them or just to give up and kind of close an eye to it. But God has told us what is right, and He's told us what's wrong, and He has told us to stand on His word and to continue following Him regardless of what happens around us. And we cannot be slack in our responsibility of doing that. We cannot give up. We cannot give in to the evil that is spreading throughout the world. We cannot flee from what God has given us to do. You know, however, in our trials and in our troubles and as things are happening around us, we can flee to God. He is our haven of safety. He is where we find peace. And although we may be going through many storms and trials because of what we believe and what we stand for, He can provide peace and safety in all of that. Well, our time for today is up, but of course we want to thank you for listening and also remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.